It's 17 and a half minutes past 9 o'clock. Good morning, it's West Cork Local Radio, WKLR on 100 MHz FM. And that's the latest chart hit from Slade, My Oh My. Hope you're feeling well today. And if you'd like to ring into us here, our number is 41006. My name's Paul Sheehan, and I'll be here till midday. Minutes now past 10 o'clock. I'm telling big lies, it's past 9 o'clock. That's Shaken Stevens, Cry Just a Little Bit. We also played Box Fizz, a number called Run For Your Life. Well, there should be lots of fun at Knockbrawn tomorrow at 12 noon because there'll be a vintage ploughing match featuring 8 horse classes, and all the leading ploughmen will be there. Should be quite interesting, and we might even trot down there ourselves at a little tape recorder. At 12 noon, Knockbrawn, a vintage ploughing match, and that begins at 12 o'clock, and all the leading ploughmen will be there. It's West Cork Local Radio on 100 MHz FM. If you'd like to ring in, our number is 41006. Right now, some music from Frank Sinatra. This is the theme to the film New York, New York.
Start spreading the news.
Oh, I really love that song, Frank Sinatra, and the theme from the film New York, New York at 29 minutes past 9. And this program, when it gets off the ground officially, will be called Westlink. It will be presented by myself, Paul Sheehan, with a lot of help from Catherine Keating. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
You're feeling well today.
Good.
And just one little feature of the program, we'll be telling you what's happening around the West Cork region every day. And Catherine's going to give us a little rundown on what's happening for the rest of the week.
Well, what's happening in Bandon tonight is the Keynotes Musical Group are staging their own inimitable production of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. And it's on tonight, Thursday the 5th, at 8:30 p.m. in the Town Hall, Bandon. The story centres around a feud between two rival circuses, so you can guess where the Three Bears come in. Who's Been Eating My Porridge is produced by Mrs. Colette Good, and guess who's playing Goldilocks? Kay Galvin. There's sure to be some lovely musical numbers from the Ringmaster, as that part is played by the very talented and well-known Noel Gabriel. It's a not-to-be-missed show, and it runs from Thursday the 5th right through to the 8th of January in Bandon Town Hall.
That's a great piece of music. Louis Armstrong, he's on the sunny side of the street. By the way, if you've any information on what's going on around West Cork that we don't know about, we'd really like you to ring us in here on 023-41006. That's our telephone number, 41006, and the prefix for Bandon is 023. Well, Catherine's here to tell us what will be happening on the programme on a regular basis. Catherine?
Well, on a regular basis, we'd be doing beauty every week, and we'd be also doing cookery and health, and we'll be giving you information on what's happening everywhere in West Cork. We'll also be giving you historical snippets on what has been happening and what has happened in West Cork years and years ago. But really, the programme is mainly about people. We'll be interviewing lots of them. We might even be interviewing you, so watch out. We'll be having people on arts, we'll be having people on politics, we'll be having people doing anything new that you should know about. So if you know anybody who's doing anything interesting, we'd like to know about them too. The main thing about this programme is that we're going to share our knowledge. We're going to pool it all together and share it. So we'll be asking for your suggestions and comments.
Catherine, one thing I'm very interested in, you haven't mentioned yet, is this little cereal that'll be going out 3 days a week.
Oh yes, this is going to be very popular. It's a comedy play. It's called Drum Shannon, and we have the local Bandon Dramatic Society running it. It's produced by me, and it's going to be one to watch out for. We'll be running it every Monday, Wednesday and Friday, and we'll also probably be doing a story on Tuesday, and we'll be doing a poem of the week on Thursday.
That sounds very interesting, and an action-packed show all around. By the way, if you have any information that you think we'd like to use in the programme, our address is West Cork Local Radio, Riverside, Bandon, County Cork. And as I mentioned a little earlier, our telephone is 023-41006. Some more music now, this time from Brendan Shine. And here's a number called Hey Louise.
Hey.
On this program is that we'll be giving away lots and lots of prizes. Tell us about the very first one on the program, Catherine, again.
Well, we've two tickets to give away for the rugby club on Friday night. And guess who's playing? The Locomotion Group by John Kelly. Now, it's an under-21 disco, and it runs from 10 to 1:30. And if you'd like two tickets, all you have to do is listen very carefully, and I'll read out the questions for you. The first question is, who wrote the book, The History of Rugby in Bandon? The second question is, who is the president of Bandon Rugby Club? And the third question is, where was rugby first played in Ireland? Now, if you know the answer, the correct answer to these questions, would you give us a ring, please, on 41006? And we will give you two tickets.
I think I've got the answers to those questions, Catherine. Will I get two tickets if I answer them correctly?
Oh, no, you must ring in.
That means I can't get the tickets. So, well, don't forget the number, 41006. The three questions, again, are, who is the president of the Bandon Rugby Club? Where was rugby first played in Ireland? When? And I can't find the third question, Catherine. Maybe you can help me.
The third question is, where was rugby first played in Ireland?
Yes, and if you have the answers to those three questions, ring us on 41006 and you'll be going to the rugby club on Saturday night.
Time is now coming up to 9:45, and that was ABBA with Thank You for the Music. Now, on the film scene this week, Dunmanway and Bantry film fans are well catered for. The Bronx Warriors, which is a blazing action thriller set in the Big Apple, can be seen in Dunmanway tonight, Thursday the 5th of January. On Friday the 6th, there will be a special matinee viewings of Sleeping Beauty at 3:00. Pablo and the Sleeping Chihuahua will also be shown, so that's a feast of entertainment for the kids around Dunmanway. The Stella Cinema Bantry have a name for putting on the most up-to-date films, and they're following their showing of Return of the Jedi with The Toy, which can be seen tonight, Thursday the 5th of January at 8 p.m. This film is suitable only for grown-up children. If there are other happenings in your area that we don't know about, be sure to drop us a line, either to me, Catherine Keating, or Paul Sheehan on Westlink, WKLR, Riverside, Bandon. And the phone number again is 41006. Just 1 tablespoon of oil, 1 teaspoon of paprika pepper, 6 ounces of Balanine cheddar, 4 teaspoons of mustard, 4 teaspoons of tomato ketchup, and 8 rashers of streaky bacon. Now, I'll give you those again. 4 large pork sausages, 1 tablespoon of oil, 1 teaspoon of paprika pepper, 6 ounces of Balanine cheddar, 4 teaspoons of mustard, and 4 teaspoons of tomato ketchup, and 8 rashers of streaky bacon. Now, you cut the sausages almost in half lengthways and brush with a mixture of oil and paprika. You cut the cheese into 4 large slices and you put this in the sausages. You mix the mustard with the ketchup and you spoon into the split in each sausage. Then you wrap the rashers of bacon around each sausage, and you can take off the rind before you do that. Secure each one with a wooden cocktail stick. Then you heat the grill and you cook the filled sausages for 8 minutes, turning to brown evenly on all sides. Now, you can serve these hot with mashed potatoes and grilled tomatoes, or you can serve them cold with a tomato and onion salad. It's delicious, and it gives a professional finish to ordinary fare. Now, if you want to vary this recipe, you could fill the sausages with pate instead of the cheese. It's really nice.
Well, Catherine, that sounds really delightful. But there's one thing I came across there during your while you were reading out the recipe. That's Balanine cheddar. Maybe you could tell us a little about that.
Well, Ballineen cheddar is a lovely cheese. It's made down in Ballineen here, right here in West Cork. And if you're using cheese a lot in recipes, we would recommend that you use the local cheese, Ballineen cheddar. It's very nice.
I see. Now, maybe you could read out the ingredients once again, just in case anybody missed them.
The ingredients again are 4 large pork sausages, 1 tablespoon of oil, 1 teaspoon of paprika pepper, 6 ounces of Ballineen cheddar, 4 teaspoons of mustard, 4 teaspoons of tomato ketchup, and 8 rashers of streaky bacon.
And I suppose if anybody wants the method in case they missed it and the ingredients again, they can either ring us here on 41006 or write to us at our address, WKLR, Riverside, Bandon, County Cork. We'll take some more music. These are the Fury Brothers and Davy Arthur.
That was Kenny Rogers with a number called Lucille. The time is now coming up to 10:05, and we want to tell you some more of what's going on around West Cork. If you're living near Skibbereen, you have no excuse not to see Sinbad the Sailor in the Town Hall, as it's on every night this week. There will even be a special matinee performance at 2:30 p.m. on Sunday next, the 8th of January. And the very well-known John O'Sullivan has produced the show, and curtain up is at 8:30 p.m.
I might even go along to that myself. There'll be lots of excitement tomorrow at 12 noon in Knockbrawn, because there'll be a vintage ploughing match and all the leading ploughmen will be there, and the match will feature 8 horse classes. Sounds quite interesting. That's at Knockbrawn tomorrow at 12 noon, a vintage ploughing match, and the match will feature all the leading ploughmen from West Cork. Some more music now of an Irish nature. Jesse and the James Boys, a hit from 1982, a number called Diane.
Diane, if you're gonna do him wrong again, you might as well do the...
Now, I'll give you those 3 questions again for that rugby quiz. If you want to win 2 tickets for Friday night to the Locomotion Disco in the Rugby Club, listen very carefully. Now, the first question is, who wrote the book The History of Rugby in Bandon? And the second question is, who is the president of Bandon Rugby Club? And the third question is, where was rugby first played in Ireland? Just give us a ring at 41006 and you might be the lucky winner.
My Rose of Old Erin, my Kathleen Mavourney, your eyes, they could light many mantles of love, for there in your eyes is the dew of the morning. You've taken the light from the sky high above. You've captured the blue from the violets empty. You'd borrowed your smile from the sun in the sky. For you are a rogue, and your thieving's extensive. You had stolen my heart with your true Irish eyes.
Irish eyes were smiling, Irish eyes beguiling, eyes that gleamed with love, my dear, could light the skies above. Eyes so warm and tender, brighter sparks than all of the stars of those Irish eyes of love.
than all of the stars are those Irish eyes of love.
Of the flowers of the forest, there are none to compare to the flower that has captured my heart in this way. For there in your smile, so warm and so tender, you've taken the heart from the flowers in May. You've captured the blue from the bluebells in springtime. You'd borrowed your blush from the rose in the brier, for you are a...
Fourteen minutes now after 10, you're listening to Westlink here on West Cork Local Radio 100 MHz FM. Now, every day on the programme, Monday to Friday, between 9.30 and midday, we'll be featuring the history of West Cork. Now, do you know who founded Bandon Town? If you don't, pay special heed to Catherine Keating.
Bandon was founded by Richard Boyle, the great Earl of Cork, in 1608, just 392 years ago. It was and still is a popular angling resort. Parts of the original town walls are still standing today, and there are monuments to the men who fell in the rebellions of 1798, 1848 and 1867. Town stocks dating from the 18th century can be seen at the courthouse Kilbrogan Hill. Bandon also possesses the first Protestant church to be built in Ireland. This stands in Kilbrogan also. Many ruined castles line the Bandon River between the town and Inishannon, and the most important of these is Down Daniel. This was built in the 15th century for Barry Oag and later purchased by the East India Company to form part of a community settled for the exploitation of local iron ore.
Now, if you have any information, historical information about West Cork and you think we might like to use it on the programme, you can drop us a line here at WKLR Riverside Bandon, County Cork. And don't forget our telephone number, Bandon 023 41006.
That was a number from Dolly Parton with, and the name of it was Jolene. Do you know how to care for your pot plants this cold January? You have four things to consider: water, feed, light and heat. Now, you water your plant to a minimum, and the only plants to feed are the ones in flower or growth. And as you have lots of dark January days, you must provide maximum light for all your pot plants. And be sure to keep plants away from windows on frosty nights. If you follow these four simple rules, you're sure to be doing the right thing for your indoor garden this cold January.
Tickets and Only You, a song, of course, that was originally done by Yazoo. It's 22 minutes after 10 on this Thursday morning. You're with Westlink here on West Cork Local Radio, 100 MHz FM, with myself, Paul Sheen, and Catherine Keating. And we'll be here till 11 o'clock, but unfortunately, we'll have to go off at 11 for essential maintenance purposes. Now, if you thought those cheesy grilled sausages were delicious, try this next recipe from Catherine Forsyth.
This is another recipe using up sausage meat, which you probably have lots of sausage meat left over after Christmas. Now, you combine them with an orange dip. Now, it sounds crazy, but it really tastes nice. The ingredients are, and they're sufficient for four people, 8 ounces of sausage meat, 1 orange, 4 tablespoons of horseradish sauce, 2 teaspoons of lemon juice, 1/2 pint of double cream, 2 ounces of breadcrumbs, 2 eggs, 4 tablespoons of chopped parsley, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, 1 to 2 teaspoons of paprika pepper, 2 teaspoons of flour, and 2 ounces of fat. Now, I'll give you those ingredients again. That's 8 ounces of sausage meat, 1 orange, 4 tablespoons of horseradish sauce, 2 teaspoons of lemon juice, 1/2 pint of double cream, 2 ounces of breadcrumbs, 2 eggs, 4 tablespoons of chopped parsley, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, 1 to 2 teaspoons of paprika pepper, 2 teaspoons of flour and 2 ounces of fat, and these are sufficient for 4 people. Now you mix the grated rind and juice of the orange with the horseradish sauce and lemon juice. Then you whip the cream until stiff and you fold in the orange mixture. Now you place this mixture in the fridge to cool. Then you mix the breadcrumbs and the eggs, parsley and sausage meat, and you season with pepper and paprika. You form the mixture into sausage shapes, coat lightly in flour, and fry in the hot fat until browned on all sides. Then you drain on absorbent paper and serve with the orange-flavoured horseradish cream. You can serve this with creamy mashed potatoes dotted with parsley.
That even sounds nicer than the cheesy grilled sausages, Catherine. If you've missed the ingredients or the method, just drop us a line here at Riverside Band in County Cork. We'll send them out to you. Or alternatively, you can ring us on 41006.
Is your organisation running an event, fundraising or charity?
There is no doubt that the Beatles are still going strong. That was a number, Pipes of Peace with Paul McCartney. Now, with some more information about what's going on this weekend, the Senior Citizens Christmas Party, it's held annually by the West Cork Adventurers Society, and that will be held in the Town Hall on Sunday next at 3 p.m. Now, they're looking for people with cars to assemble at the Town Hall at 2:30 p.m. so they can be sent in various directions to collect senior citizens around the Bandon area. So a jolly time will be had by all. There will be food, drinks and even an old waltzing competition with lots of spot prizes. This is a good cause. Lovely to see our senior citizens enjoy themselves. So the society will need lots of transport. They're looking forward to seeing you at 2:30 p.m. Sunday, the 8th of January. Here is Richard Claderman, and it's especially for all our senior citizens.
The music of Richard Claderman, that's a number called Lady Di. It's 28 minutes to 11 here at Westlink on West Cork Local Radio, 100 MHz FM. And once again, might I remind you of our telephone number, 41006. Paul Sheehan and Catherine Keating will be here till the top of the hour. Now, Catherine has been very, very busy over Christmas, meeting lots of people, and here she is to tell us just about one of them.
Well, shortly before Christmas, I called to see Colette Mills and interrupted her in the middle of executing her artistic talents on that seasonal masterpiece, her Christmas cake. Colette, who comes from Ohio, is an artist living in West Cork, in fact right here in Bandon. She has had many exhibitions throughout the world, so just 2 months ago she made her debut in the Irish art world with an exhibition in the Cork Art Society Gallery. I asked her what was her most memorable Christmas.
Probably our most memorable Christmases would be the year in London when we had a tiny little flat and all the children came home and they were stacked up.
Stone. Wanna see my picture on the cover. Stone. Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother. Stone. Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone. On the cover of the Rolling Stone. Wanna see my picture on the cover. Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother. Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
That was on the cover of the Rolling Stone with Dr. Hook and his medicine band, and that was especially for Colette Mills. Now, 4 women got awards in 1983 for being the People of the Year. One of them is Cork person Joan Denise Moriarty for her incredible work to establish and maintain the performing art of dance through her Cork Ballet Company. Sheila Goldbert got it for fundraising and her determined support of North-South cooperation. Carol Moffat of Moffat Engineering, County Monaghan, was acclaimed as Businesswoman of the Year, and Mary O'Donoghue, the illiterate mother of 10, was awarded the title for emerging as the most effective spokesperson of the travelling people. About 4 years ago, the award went to a West Cork woman. She's Mrs. Celia Carl of Bantry, who has done amazing work for the handicapped in her region. Now, we hope to be talking to her in this programme next week, so stay tuned to WKLR, 200 metres medium wave, or 100 metres on FM. And if you know somebody who has contributed greatly to life around West Cork, we'd like to know about it too. Just ring us at 410-41006.
Make a note of our number. If your dog or cat goes astray, we'll announce the details for you. It's 10 and a half minutes to 11 on Westlink. Paul Sheehan and Catherine Keating here till the top of the hour. And you've just been listening to Elton John. I guess that's why they call it the blues. Now, we've still got two free tickets, mind, to give away for that rugby club tomorrow night. And with those questions, here's Catherine.
Who wrote the book The History of Rugby in Bandon? Who is the president of Bandon Rugby Club? And where was rugby first played in Ireland? Please ring us at 41006 and you might be the lucky winner. We played that record especially for Diane and David, and it was Uptown Girl with Billy Joel. Now, what did you miss in the papers? A few days ago, winter began with a vengeance all over Europe. Snow, hail and gale-force gusts shattered delusions on what seemed the warmest winter in years. Powerful winds with icy gusts of up to 100 miles an hour knocked one power line and played havoc with road transport. Up to 500,000 people in the northern part of Scotland were without electricity yesterday evening after storms forced down power lines. Fallen trees, flooding and snowdrifts closed many roads in Britain, and drivers were cautioned by police. In northern Sweden, experts used 13.2 pounds of dynamite to trigger an avalanche of the southern slope of Mount Arakustan. The slope was dynamited in an effort to forestall a killer snowslide at the height of the tourist skiing season.
I said the audience was heavenly, but the traveling was hell. We drank a toast to innocence.
Dan Fogelberg and Auld Lang Syne. Just before we leave you, a quick word from Catherine about what's happening on next week's programme.
Well, first of all, I want to know, have you all made your New Year resolutions? Master tailor Louis Copeland's resolution for 1984 is to make a three-piece suit in finest Donegal tweed for none other than President Reagan. This year's Miss Ireland, Trish Nolan, has resolved to make physical fitness her aim for 1984. So next week I'll be talking to Marion Gabriel on that very subject. She has lots of good advice for you, so we'd be delighted to have your company on Westlink.
And that's all happening on Westlink next week with Catherine Keating and myself, Paul Sheehan. But that's all we have time for on the programme. So we'll see you again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you've anything you'd like us to mention, our telephone number here is 41006, or you can drop into us, Riverside, Bandon, County Cork. Marvin Gaye and Sexual Healing brings the time here on West Cork Local Radio to 11 o'clock. We're now going off the air so that you can watch RTE television in peace. We'll be back again tomorrow on 100 MHz FM. Hope you can join us. Independent local radio for the West Cork region, WKLR. It's 11 o'clock.
West Cork Local Radio. In stereo, WKLR. Cork Local